Along with Keith McHenry, it's around 9 o'clock on April 4th. Hi, Keith.
Yeah, so we were, the county came in and said we could not do, that we couldn't use the vet's hall to cook yesterday at about 3:30 when I stopped by. That's to confirm that we were cooking on today at the vet's hall.
Mm-hmm.
And the county had moved into the vet's hall already. And they're actually, I was told by Chris, who's the manager, that they would be placing 40 people, and they were going to try to have social distancing of 40 people in the shelter.
Mm.
Although, in the vet's hall. Although I have to, you know, we've already gone through over a month, it looks like, or roughly since the 10th of March, people being, 60 people being in the Laurel Street shelter on mats, 8 inches apart, and then released, and then those people go out into the community, and many of them we share food with, and then they go back into there. And the people that I talked to said the coughing in the in that space is unbearable, and they can't get any sleep.
Hmm.
And no one in that in the Laurel Street shelter has been tested for COVID-19. And now they're going to create another catastrophe at the Veterans Memorial Building.
And deny you access to the kitchen?
And deny us. We'll be there today and tomorrow, but then after that we are trying to get another kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And then the actions of the county and the city and the and Salvation Army, of course, are directly in defiance of the CDC's order that people, that all unhoused people be placed in hotels for the duration of the pandemic. And they refuse to do that. They also are refusing to end the sweeps of people on the streets. And we lost contact with Russell and Cooper yesterday, and people are trying to find them. We're hoping they did. Somebody just offered them a hotel room, and that's why we can't find them. But we're not sure.
Were there any sweeps yesterday that you know of?
We've had a number of people were just told to move, that their belongings would be taken if they didn't move. And that was quite a number of people. Virtually everybody I talked to downtown had to keep moving. They weren't allowed to stay in wherever they were standing.
How many people would you estimate you talked to?
Oh, in that group, probably about 20 people told
mm-hmm.
me that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Over the course of a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that is where we're at, is that there's a criminal trip going on with the city, which is to be, you know, which is normal. And then fortunately, however, we did get some cooperation with the city surrounding the bench lands, where they did provide us with wood, with a wooden platform and a one portable toilet, standard portable toilet, and two like trash cans, you know, like the kind that you have at your house.
Is the toilet a disability accessible toilet?
That toilet has not been serviced since we've been down in the benchlands, so that would have been on the 27th of March is when we were there, maybe the 26th of March.
It's about a week.
About a little over a week. They said that the toilet company said they were servicing it every Tuesday, but on Tuesday no one arrived, so it's foul, and we are quite distressed by that because it's an important toilet to have.
People are using the bushes and other places, or?
Yeah, that's what people have to do, which is an unfortunate situation. And the sad thing, of course, of that is that that will mean that there will be, you know, it looks like there's a potential of a cholera epidemic if that many people start pooping near the watershed along the San Lorenzo River. You know, let's hope that that doesn't happen. But and then the other thing I would say is that the it does not appear as though city or county officials are actually aware of the fact that this crisis will go first from a pandemic into a global economic collapse. and that there will be a large increased number of people moving to the streets. And so in the end, when we were trying to get like a hard surface up in, you know, up in the downtown area, like a, one of the parking lots or something, we realized there was no parking lots that were large enough really to handle what will ultimately be expected to be thousands of people needing to gather and get food and supplies. So that the benchlands actually potentially, once the number of people that become homeless increases dramatically, which could be any month now, that we already are hearing from people. Like, we had one woman last night who was had to flee her abuser. He's in the county jail, and she couldn't find any place to sleep. And we were trying to get her a place, but there was we were, again, as has happened with other domestic violence victims and women who have been sexually assaulted on the streets, trying to come up with a solution of somebody safe for her to sleep with. She ended up deciding to take a bus to Santa Clara County. I don't know if she had anything over there that could help her. But
you've heard about the new Metro rules that you cannot be on a bus. You can't get back on the bus at the end of the line. You can't stay on the bus if you have to get off there. You can't take anything more than what you can carry on your lap. I don't know if you heard about
that. Correct, yeah. I've got that particular thing is a big problem. People are complaining about that quite a bit, which is very unfortunate. Yeah, we're getting lots of stories of people completely freaked out that they can't take their stuff. In fact, we had to take one person's belongings to the in our van to the Benchlands so that they could meet us over there with to pick up their stuff when they were denied access to the bus.
Hmm.
So that is a very, you know, it's great the buses are free, but that's crazy that they have all these limitations.
I've heard also that bus routes are considerably cut back.
I would not be surprised.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have details on that.
Yeah, I don't either. But it's very unfortunate that the government is actually the organizations that are trying to resolve the crisis more difficult. You know, it's just a shame. It would be nice if they would actually work with the community and try to get things. But we're desperate for another kitchen. We were already wanting another kitchen just because of we're burning out Joe's kitchen. His equipment is breaking because there's just we're putting so much pressure on it. Today we're concerned that the rain will be flood the today and tomorrow, that the rain, maybe even the next day, we hear that there could be as much as 2 inches of rain. And on the mud flats on the benchlands, and that will be very uncomfortable. So we are somewhat considering a civil disobedience action where we move our serving tables up to a hard surface so that people can get the food there.
Is the clock still fenced off?
The clock tower is fenced off. The downtown post office is fenced off. The area where by Bank of the West is fenced off. There's a where the old bookstore is. That building is now completed, and there are almost every a huge percentage of the homeless could actually live in there and meet the CDC standards, which is to be in a room with only one other person, which is the what the CDC is suggesting.
Which is not what the county is planning at the Veterans Hall.
Correct. They'll be violating that order as they have been. And the thing is that if you are a housed person and you want homeless people to die, that that's fine. The problem is that now you have hundreds of homeless people who have been crushed into a small space for weeks, probably passing COVID-19 to one another. Ultimately, the possibility, these are the most vulnerable of the homeless because they're the only people that would go into these abysmal situations. And then that will mean that they will be taking up your respirator. They will have touched the shopping cart that you used at Trader Joe's. It might or might not have been cleaned. You will have had to, and, you know, so the reality is that it risks everybody's health and safety. That's why it's important that every single person that lives outside be placed in a hotel. There's a, according to Gavin Newsom, who continually makes these statements day after day, there's $500 million to place people in hotels. And instead, the city is kicking everyone. They're claiming they're trying to do social distancing by sending some of the people from the Laurel Street shelter to the Veterans Memorial Building. But what, of course, will happen is the both of those buildings will be filled to capacity, and probably they will start crunching people together again. And already they're moving, half 40 people out of Laurel Street, is what they're saying, into the Vets Hall, the most people that are the most at risk of infection and dying. And of course, they're going to now mix the populations of people that have already spent the last, 30 days together.
How much money does the county have at this point? They have a huge budget as well that they could presumably, in an emergency, turn over to meet these immediate needs. Or, as you pointed out, as others have pointed out, occupy vacant buildings. I think it's very important to critique the city and the county. And then the question, though, of course, the real question is, what can the community do about it?
I think the community should support that takeover of buildings.
How? How can they do that?
Publicly supporting that, providing materials to take buildings over, and actually helping us take buildings over. Those would be good things. Pressuring the city to open the old bookstore building immediately. I offered to try to find money to buy the building Google has $1 zillion. Look, we're trying to get Looker to buy the building. They got $2 billion. So we have a back channel situation there that we're trying to get.
Now you had a netcast or a net event that happened on Thursday with folks from all over the country, part of the National Homeless Union. Did anything come out of that in terms of actual actions that could be taken here in Santa Cruz that you think would be supportive of actually furthering these objectives, which are not long range, not medium range, not down the road at all, but are going to have an immediate impact if they're not taken?
We discussed, we reported on what we had already done.
Did any new suggestions come up, do you think, that in terms of mutual solidarity that might have an immediate impact? I'm playing today a conversation with Peter Marin of Santa Barbara, and of course they're facing the same kinds of problems down there. And the real issue is, how do you organize effective support, community support for each other, including folks outside, in the midst of a threatened martial law situations?
Well, our idea is to take houses and do things like that and keep in trying to feed people. Unfortunately, the government is so fucked up that we spend a huge amount of energy resisting them. So I spent almost half of yesterday trying to get a new kitchen or trying to get back into the vet's office,
right,
instead of what I was going to do. So that's a real problem. If we could get the governments just to go away, then we could actually solve this problem. But the governments are the problem.
Unfortunately, the governments are the only ones that are allowing themselves to organize in groups, as you know.
That was outrageous yesterday. They brought in all these box lunches, into the vet's hall for their meeting to figure out how to do whatever the hell they're going to do there. It's really outrageous. But they've not provided any food. Like, for instance, we provided all the food for the 16 at the Santa Cruz Motel. The city had no food for them. They had no food at their little triage center. They're a criminal enterprise and should be shut down. The city and the county should be shut down. I try to communicate. I've even gone to the fifth floor and spent several hours trying to talk to people at the fifth floor of the county building, trying to, that was weeks, a couple of weeks ago now. I email all these people. The only response I ever get that's ever helpful from any government person ever is Dr. Underwood, the head of the health department. And otherwise, it's a total blank. It's just total hostility. I encouraged the Chris who runs the vets hall to ask the county, because they locked me out. They wouldn't let me come in because they had a meeting of the Salvation Army in the county and the city. Surge was there. That guy should be put in prison. And so, anyway, that was what was going on. And yet, I'm actually, Food Up Bombs is the group that's actually providing clothing. We're the 100% of the water. We are nearly, and today we will be 100% of the water and the food for the people that can't get into the Salvation Army shelter, which is a death trap. So it's...
Any reports, though, I know this is not a pleasant subject for you, but the facilities that Brent Adams is supplying...
Well, they're good. He has one of the only recharging stations. People go over there for showers. Yeah, it's great what he's doing. Mm-hmm. It's a really good service. It would probably be wise if he stopped trashing everybody on every Facebook page all the time. And I don't have the time nor the interest in rebutting him. But I'm actually out there doing stuff, so I don't know how he can get the time. I'm wasting all my time just trying to get government people to stop bothering.
Well, I'm gonna help you stop wasting time talking to me, because you have given us kind of an update, which I will be putting out hopefully later today, and then also, well, it should show up tomorrow.
Yeah, and the most important thing is that people can't find us because they go to the town clock or in the post office, and then they don't see us there, so they assume we stopped serving. Mm-hmm. So we're actually behind where the jury meets at the county building on Water Street, and one of the women from Take Back Santa Cruz stole our giant banner.
Do you know that actually happened, or is that what she threatened to do and you assume it's her?
No, that's it's her. She posted that she's going to do it all over, and then apparently came and got it right after.
Well, in other words, she posted it, and then so you assume it was her.
Yeah, she says she's going to do it, and then
it gets done.
The middle of that day, it was gone. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of,
Anyway, you're still, the food is there. Much as I like the banner, the food's probably more important and good for you for continuing.
Well, here's the issue of the banner. The banner was what we put up when we had food ready to serve, and that's how people knew to come to get us.
I see.
So that was actually an important part of the food program, even though... It just appears to be a banner.
Are bag lunches still being given out on weekdays at the St. Francis Soup Kitchen?
Yeah, that would be the other place. And then Meals on Wheels I've not seen them in a while, so I don't know what they're doing. But well, those would be we're the three food programs in the city for what's happening. Although we are the principal, today we'll be the food program.
Anything else you want to add before I roll on here?
Take care.
Hey, and people can reach you at foodnotbombs.net, and they can also show up at 1 and 4 for the meals that are still happening?
Yeah, at the bench lands next to the jury room.
Thank you, Keith, for taking the time, man.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.